Good afternoon again, family. This is a time in our service where it's testimony sharing time, where we get to hear from one another what God's doing, or ways where we'd love to see God move, prayer requests, reports on God's movements, ways we can really care for each other, know each other more. That's this time. My name is Darcy, and I get to help moderate this time for us today. So as you come up, share your name, share what the Lord has for you to share on your heart. So prayer requests and testimonies, please welcome. This is our time together.
Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. I just want to ask you prayers for my older brother's son. His name is Manolo. I just found out he was diagnosed with leukemia last year, but it seems like the treatment is working. So please pray for him. He needs I think 7 more treatments, and so he's about 27 or something. He's gonna have his second baby, and just pray for him and my older brother. And today is my father's birthday, 90 years old. So please pray for him. Okay, thank you.
Speaking of birthdays, let's see, the twins were born on February 1st. And then Kosuke was born February 9th, which is the same birthday as my auntie, who is here visiting. She'll turn 78 on February 9th. This is her first time to be in Japan. That's my auntie Alice. I could tell you so many stories about her, just one. When I was in college, Nahomi was talking, So this week, Nahomi was chatting with my auntie, and my auntie was telling her stories about me as a child growing up. I lived with my auntie for, I think, 3 years, from fourth grade to sixth grade, so she's like a second mother to me. But I remember in college, her house was on my way to the church I worked at, and so on Sunday morning, I would drive to church, but I'd stop and drop off my laundry at her house and then go to church that Sunday and then come back the afternoon and my laundry was folded. But that's one thing. But also, she knew that I was a starving college student. She probably doesn't want me to tell you this, but she's old, so I can tell you this. But she can't do anything to me. No, I'm kidding. But she'd give me my laundry as I'd go back to school, but she'd also give me some money. And she said, she'd go, don't tell your mom, you know. And she'd just slip me some cash, which was like manna from heaven for a starving college student. So I love my auntie very much. She's one of the most generous people I will ever know. And I'm so glad that she took the trip to visit me and my family here. Also, my mom's here, by the way, but you all know her, so so that's my mom. They'll be here for a month until the beginning of March. Way too short, but that's the way it is. They're recovering from some fevers and some coughs, so just wash your hands after you meet them. So praise God that my mom and my aunt were here safely. Amen.
We had a counseling session for our son this past week, and we told him the news of what's happened recently, and he was very encouraged that it seems that our situation is better, that our son is out of our house. He thought that was a very good thing. And we asked him if Art could come and sit in on the sessions. We meet him once a month, and he said, sure, he'd really like to meet Art and have him sit in if Art's available. It's February 18th, 10:30. It's a Monday. Will be the next session. So if that works out, that would be great. But we ask your continued prayers for our son. I don't know if you guys have any updates, but thank you. Thank you for your prayers.
Hello, I'm Art. I have a little update for you, Tim. I gave Mike until yesterday to decide, to give me a decision of what he wanted to do. So about 11 o'clock last night, I said, it's Saturday, what are you gonna do? He says, can I call my sister? So sure, he calls his sister for about a half an hour, and then I said, okay, you ready to make a decision or you need more time? You got 25 minutes till midnight. So he says, I need more time. Okay, great. So I go and watch a little TV with Darcy and come back out, heat some food up. And he says to me, can I stay here? I said, sure, well, absolutely, you can stay here. You know, and I said, it could be as short as you like, as long as you like. Well, not as long as you like. I said, our vision is if you're not healed and ready to get out of this house by 2 years, we can't help you. So I said, you know, up to 2 years. And he kind of said, okay. And throughout the week, first of all, God is so good. I mean, to bring us to this awesome town where people are just very open-minded. We have a whole community that's supporting us, and a whole community that wants to support Micah. They don't know it yet, but they're sold on our vision, and so therefore they want to support Micah. And we had our friends that own a cafe. The cafe is two kilometers from our house. They came over yesterday for about 3 hours. Micah spent the whole time with them. They had worked with Hikikomori before. The man was Hikikomori for 3 years. They want to provide a place during the day where kids that don't go to school can come and have something to do, and so do we. And so we'll probably share that responsibility. Sometimes it'll be at the cafe, sometimes it'll be at our house. And it was just great. You know, Micah sat down there for 3 hours, really connected with people. And so, you know, there's a whole community that really wants to take part in what we're doing. And then this morning we went to mochi making at our friend's house. We were only going to stay an hour, and I said, okay, Mike, are you ready to go? He says, oh, I asked them if I could stay, and they're going to take me home afterwards. Great, great for you. So, you know, he's very atypical Hikikomori, because he can get along with people very well. He can socialize with people. It's more when he's in the house with family, which he considers us family, you know, and sitting there eating out of the common container. And I'm like, hey, buddy, use a plate, you know, kind of staring at the wall. Where he feels very comfortable, you know, not worrying about being kind of strange around us, which is fine. But around other people, he acts very normal. He also did an overnight at the Buen Camino share house with some of the other guys that I work with at the farm once a week. And we went to the farm on Wednesday and worked, and we met with Kikawa-san, and then Friday, my friend came pick him up, and they watched the football game that night and spent the night, and then he came over the next day. So he's had a crazy week. He's doing really well. You know, he said, you know, I don't like Hikikomori people. I don't want to be put in that category. So I said, I know how you feel, you know? And he says, I don't know if my parents believe me, but at one point, basically, I had my stuff together. Shikarishita, you know, like I had my stuff together at one point, and I lost it, and I'm mourning that. Basically, I'm mourning that. I said, that's fine. You'll have it back together, you know. So we're, you know, and after this whole conversation, it's midnight, and I'm going back to watch Vikings with my wife, and he goes, do you want to watch Berserker with me? I said I do, but how about tomorrow? You know. So Mike is great. We are really happy to have him. He's going to be an excellent part of a family, and it's going to be, you know, a little bit more functional for him because he doesn't have the animosity that he has towards his parents. And so at some point, those relationships will heal. But it's really great. You know, I worried because I'm not very good with the children sometimes. I'm not very good with my wife sometimes. Kind of like, you know, not treating them well. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have people in here that are really insecure, and then if I fly off the handle, like, that's it for them. They're going to go back to being hikikomori for the rest of their lives, and you're going to screw up their whole life and blah, blah, blah. But God's really graceful, and it's been easier. It's been easier to be good, to act. It's been easier to act with grace with Micah in the house. So amen. It's really been a lot easier than I thought it was going to be to treat him well, to give him the space. This is just, this is my calling in life. It's awesome that I'm actually well-suited for it. And I'm just really excited for what God's going to do in Micah's life, for the other people that he's going to bring. We are absolutely, I mean, God's put so everything in place. Everything's in place. We have all the support that we need. We've got people that care. I think, you know, praise God. You know, our biggest prayer for the last year was Micah to get out of the house. And amen, that's already happened, you know. And he's going to stay and he's going to recover and that's going to be great. So, you know, just continue to pray that I think there's a good amount of trust that Micah has in me. There's respect for sure. And there's, there's some trust, definitely in my opinion. But I think there's still a little bit of like, what's going to happen? So just pray that we can be loving and supportive. You know, we pray for Micah every morning. We pray for Micah every night. And I think that's really important. But just pray that, pray that we could just love him really well. And I have a friend who has stomach cancer. I don't know if I've shared this story before. This guy is awesome. He spent 15 years abroad, so he speaks English fluently. He's a Japanese guy. And we were talking about religion. First time he met us, it was in... I love him because it was summer, and I was wearing a tank top, and I come out, and he just goes, "What are you?" I said, "Oh, my man, what a great compliment that is, yeah." Ningen janeo. But we were sitting down, and he says, you know, these Buddhist monks, they keep asking me to become a monk. And I look at them, and I say, why would I be a monk? He practices Buddhism. But why would I be a Buddhist when Buddha wasn't a Buddhist? And I said, yeah, that's true, you know? And then it just changes the way you look at Christianity, right? Because it's like, you don't look at being a Lutheran, you don't look at being Presbyterian or a Catholic, you look at Jesus. You just look at Jesus. And you know those little WWJD? That's literally what this whole religion boils down to, right? It's like, what would Jesus do? It's really that easy. And so, you know, oftentimes people have this problem with religion, right? Because, you know, there's Buddhists in Myanmar slaughtering people. And there's Christians, you know, saying, you know, you're going to burn in hell because, you know, you're gay and God hates you, right? This isn't a Christian thing. That's not a Buddhist thing, right? So look at the people that the doctrine is about. Look at Jesus. Jesus doesn't hate anyone, you know? And so it's really important, I think, to remember that our identity is followers of Christ. And I'm happy to be one.
Good afternoon to everyone. My name is Mark. I just want to ask for prayer for our pastor in the Philippines, the church that I'm attending there, because our pastor, he had been diagnosed of stage 3 left liver cancer, RCC. He undergo laparoscopy. As soon as possible, he will maybe, what do you call that? Operation? I don't know. Operation? And... Surgery. His name is Randy Lacerna. He's our youth pastor before he start become youth pastor in our church 2010. And then he became our reverend pastor maybe last 2011 or 2013. I forgot, but please pray for the successful operation, and also hoping the cancer will not spread. and also pray for the family, for his family in include for also for the financial. And also, please pray for us because next week we, our coworker, we have going to snowboard. Yeah. Next week. Thank you. And also, anyway, thank you. God bless you.
Sorry, my Buddhist friend's name is Masa, and he has stomach cancer, so please pray for him.
Speaking of illness, my mom just told me to ask for prayer for my uncle, their brother. His name is Angel, or we call him Uncle Angel, Angel. So he had a biopsy. And we're awaiting the results. He has 7 daughters. So he still beats me with 6 kids. But pray. He's in Los Angeles now, and he's very old and very weak. He's a retired policeman. He had a very hard life, but he's fighting. So pray for the results to go well and for him to recover, please. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I want to give thanks to God because of yesterday. From May last year, Joyce enrolled in Yamaha Music School. She's been doing piano lessons. And I didn't know by the time we enrolled, but every spring they have a recital presentations for all the kids who are enrolled in the music school. So towards the end of last year, maybe around October, they announced that the presentations for the Hiroshima City will be on 2nd and 3rd of February, which is this weekend. Then I realized I was planning to go to Kenya, and so Joyce was to miss, let me say, 4 lessons, consecutive lessons. And it was really tough for her because she started from the basics because she's never done before. So we were really worried how she's going to present this weekend. We just came back from Kenya. We just attended 2 lessons, and the rest of the kids have been with the teacher like for a month. The teacher has been helping them to prepare. Actually, they are learning songs. So a kid is asked to choose 2 of her favorite songs from what they've been learning and then learn the music sheet, memorize it, and go and present before the crowd. So I thought we could do more practice in Kenya by myself. I don't have piano skills, so I was really relying on her teacher, but I went over there, and unfortunately we were in the rural part. We never had access to a piano, so we never practiced. So we just came back, and her friends are all ready and everything, and I'm just wondering, how is Joyce going to present with her classmates? And she's not practiced, she's not ready, but I want to thank God. Within the 2 weeks, we just did our best in the house, just going through the songs, the music sheets again and again. And yesterday were the presentations, and we didn't know the place very well, so kind of we ran short of time, and we couldn't practice just before leaving the house. But Joyce just assured me I've memorized everything. They are not allowed to look at the music sheet, so she has to do from the head. She just assured me, I remember to do everything, Mom, as we've been practicing. And we went there yesterday, and I want to thank God. She did so well. And even when we came back from Kenya, the teacher was surprised because she was sending me the lessons online, message, and we didn't do any lessons in Kenya. So I was just reading the lessons they are doing every Saturday, and there's nothing we can do. We can't access any piano. So I just read the message and tell her we will try when we come back to Hiroshima. So God has really been favorable to her. She was able to present with her friends just even much better than others, you know, because some kids get confused and they have to stop in the middle of the presentation and start all over again. You know, just 5-year kids, how they can do on the piano. But God is good. She was able to play her 2 songs well, and I just praise God for that. Thank you.
I just wanted to add one last little kind of thought about having Micah in our home, just from the wife's perspective, the mom's perspective. It is really nice to have Micah in our house. He really especially delights in Yua, which is cute. He loves to, like, wake up and see her sitting, eating her little breakfast and, like make these faces. I mean, that the first time we did that, it was like, well, we really had a breakthrough. He's, like, totally goofing with the baby. And now whenever he holds her, because now he holds her sometimes, right? And every time he holds her, she wants to hang upside down. She wants to, like look at everything upside down. And so he's always, like, dipping her down. And it's really beautiful to see that. And so last night when he made his decision to stay with us, I went out and talked to him shortly afterwards and just told him I was really, really glad for his decision. We really think he brings blessing to our family. And I really can see that he has kindness in his heart. And he said, I feel like I'm just pretending. Like, it's not real that, like, that's how I am. I'm like, oh, that's how we do, isn't it? Like, you know how you want to be, and you just practice being that. And you just do it over and over, and then it becomes who you are. And C.S. Lewis wrote something about that. I don't have the quote for me. I'm going to paraphrase poorly. Pastor Chris, you know this. It's like in our Christian life, like, you know, the world, like, we wake up and the day comes at us like wild animals. And our first choice is, like, what are we going to do? And we can just step in out of the wind, right, and just be with our Father. But we have to practice that decision over and over again. And it's like the difference between a paint, that you just paint the paint on top of the wood. The paint just stays on the top of the wood. But if you use a stain, it soaks into the wood. And the wood just becomes changed by that color. And that's how it is in our life with Jesus, right? Like, we have all these choices. Like, do I freak out? Do I fear? And we have a choice every time to practice. And sometimes it feels like pretending. But then the Holy Spirit makes it real. So I didn't say all of that to Micah last night. I just said the first part of just, like, that's how we do it. That's how we allow there to be change in our lives. We know what we want to be, and we just keep practicing that and doing it again and again. And then afterwards, I'm thinking of the C.S. Lewis and just so encouraged that that's how God, that's one of the ways that he changes us. So hopefully going to be a good season for our whole family with Micah with us. We also would love prayer for whoever else the Lord would have come to our house, because we do desire for at least two Hikikomori homestay folks to be there together. I think that's really important to kind of have that fellowship within the household. So pray for discernment on that, for God to make it clear who else should come and when. So we got a lot of things to pray for, friends. So let's pray together to our God.